The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Ireland's newest bathing area, Dunleary Baths, is off limits to swimmers this season because of water pollution. It is advised for swimmers not to get into the water there, and it was designated a bathing area in 2025 after a new jetty and access steps were built. The bathing area has been found to be polluted from both sewage overflows and dog poo. Desperate stuff. Henry McKean visited and he sent us this report.
I'm having a chat with Noelle Manning. You went in for a swim. How was it?
It was fine. A little bit cold and windy, but really refreshing. Lovely.
And Noelle, unfortunately, you got robbed by an Irish couple. They took your...
Yes.
What did they take?
Everything.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm swimming about 6 years now and I've never been robbed. And ironically, I told a foreign guy was getting in for a swim that it's safe enough. Thankfully, he took his valuables. There you go.
I'm so sorry. So they've got your car keys, you've got your car here, and they also have your phone and your...
Yes, and thankfully you were here to help me. Thank
card.
You so much. Yeah, yeah.
But you're going to be okay.
I'm going to be okay. Everything's sorted. Yeah.
And you need to try and pick up a child from school.
I've got that sorted as well, so I'm okay.
Barry Ward, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary, and sea swimmer.
You are a sea swimmer. Yeah. How frustrating is it for you, being a sea swimmer and a public representative, the fact that our water is full of raw sewage? Not all the time, but sometimes.
Yeah.
Enough for Dunleary Baths not to be open this season.
It's really annoying and it's totally unnecessary. We have a Victorian sewage system, which means that you have occasionally sewage overflows into the sea. There is actually a way to deal with that, and I've been campaigning on this now for a number of years. I want them to build a second attenuation tank at the back of the West Pier, because at the moment all the sewage in that area collects at a pumping station of the West Pier and is pumped under the seabed into Pool Beg for treatment and then discharged into the sea after it's been treated. But when you've got a lot of rain, that means a lot of runoff goes in, the tank overflows and it goes into the sea. What I want is another overflow tank to contain that. So it can be solved, it just requires political will to do that.
For the listeners at home, Dunleary Baths has been redeveloped. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can't swim there,
it's mad.
It's a waste.
And we've spent an awful lot of money. Exactly. We spent an awful lot of money creating a really lovely facility there. There are showers there. There are even changing rooms. But there's actually a hot shower there for people when they go swimming. Steps down to the sea. There's a lovely statue of Roger Casement there and all the rest. So they've done a great job. We call it Dunleary Baths, but of course there are not baths there in the way that there used to be. But there is a swimming spot. And it's a comfortable place where you don't get sand between your toes and things like that. So it's a real... I mean, they're not banning people from swimming there, but they're advising people against it. And that is a real disappointment for people in the local area.
What can be done?
Well, first and foremost, I've spoken to the council about it. They have an action plan for how to deal with it. But that is maybe a medium-term plan, or even a short-term plan. We need to be looking at this in the longer term so that it doesn't happen next year and the year after. And as I say, I'm pushing for a containment tank at the West Pier to stop the overflows. But we also need, for example, at Newtown Smith there, close to where this swimming spot is, you will have runoff from the street that goes straight into the sea. And that water is not clean. It has oils and bits of rubber and things like that in it. So that has to be stopped as well. So really what we need to put in place is a comprehensive wastewater management scheme for South Dublin. In the absence of that, we're going to have this over and over again.
So we're here at Dunleary Baths. They have spent millions renovating this area, and I'm here with a swimmer. You're just out of the water. How was the water?
Amazing. It was a bit cold in the beginning. It was a bit hard to get used to it, but afterwards I got accustomed to it, and it was amazing afterwards.
So we have one of our founding fathers, Roger Casement. There's a statue to him here. It's a beautiful spot. If I told you the advice is not to swim here because this water has human feces in it and dog feces, or I should say human poo and dog poo. Does that surprise you? The advice is not to swim here.
I feel sorry for it. I come here in this place each time when I travel from Birmingham to go to my dentist. It's usually a day trip.
So you travel from Birmingham to go to your dentist and you went for a swim here?
When the weather is like this, I always take my chance. With this news about pollution of the water, it's quite tragic. I really feel sorry for.
And just where we're standing now, believe it or not, has nothing to do with the water being unclean. A swimmer, she had her phone and car keys stolen by an Irish couple who've run away that way. So it's not even about the dirty water, it's about, is this place safe?
Safe. Myself, I came with some Chinese pockets that are waterproof. So I took all of my things with me while swimming. But the lady who was with me, who went in the water first, didn't have something like this. She told me that in the last 5 years, she was very safe. Just that now, it was nobody here. And I think when there's nobody around, you should be very careful.
Hopefully you stay well and you don't get unwell from maybe accidentally swallowing a little bit of feces.
I did this a few months ago and I was picked up from the water by the saving team, but now nothing happened.
I'm here with a dog walker, and you have a beautiful, beautiful terrier here. How do you feel about this area, the stunning part of Dunearry, looking over to Dublin Bay? Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And we can see a big, massive cruise ship, and we know that cruise ships have had their own issues with aerosol feces. When it comes to here, does it surprise you can't swim here anymore? According to the EPA, it's not safe to swim because you could become unwell because of human poo.
Yeah, I'm really surprised to hear that, because every time I come down here, I see people going into the water or getting ready to go in, and it's such a lovely sight. I hate the thought of that not being able to be used now for swimming and not being safe.
And when it comes to dog poo, they're saying that dog poo is also an issue. It's getting into the water. You've got poo bags. You do your best to clean up the dog poo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see too much dog poo down in this area. You see it a lot on the footpaths. And you also see dog poo bags lying around. So whatever about picking up your dog poo when you leave the bags down, that's not great.
I'm having a chat with two local ladies. When it comes to swimming here, we've got 40 foot behind us. We also have Sandy Cove Beach as well. And we've got the Dunearry Baths. Sandy Cove and 40 foot, still okay to swim, but it's not okay to swim here in Dunearry Baths. You're swimmers. Could you think we could do more to stop this happening? And will you respect it? Did you know you couldn't swim here?
No, I actually didn't. Like, we would come down here, maybe two or three times a week.
Yeah.
And swim just down in the 40 foot. So I'm kind of shocked to realise between there and there.
It doesn't really make sense that you can get in at one side and not
so
at the other.
Right, we're in Scotsman's Bay, as it's called, in the heart of Sandy Cove, Dunearry, quite near Sandy Cove Green, near an ice cream parlour, and near Dunearry Baths that's been completely renovated, and it's basically an art gallery and a coffee shop. But there is still swimmers here.
Yeah.
How can we get on top of this? I mean, this is happening year after year. There's another swimming bathing area that's off limits when we're coming into summer.
I suppose it is kind of happening a lot if you think about the last few summers.
Summer, yeah. As well, it was off because we were getting in and someone came over and said, don't get in.
Yeah, there's usually signs. And
if there's heavy rain, and there was lots of heavy rain in the spring, we've had good weather in the last few weeks, but that's enough for the sewage centres to basically let all the poo out straight into the sea.
Oh, that's awful.
That needs to be redone or something fixed for it. 100%. There has to be something that can be done.
There was no point in spending all the money doing up the baths and for a place for people to get in. For not to be used. That's crazy.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mental.
And that was Henry McKean there at Dunearry Baths, which of course is off limits for swimmers because of sewage overflows. And the lady who had her belongings stolen is now being helped by local Gardaí.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.